What's going on, everybody? This is your man, Jeff Thomas. It's the NFL Recap Show. This is week 10. Man, the season is flying by. It's flying by. We're in week 10 already. And we got some exciting football to talk about. I can't wait. Y'all know, and for those people who don't know, man, my favorite team right now, and I'm a Bears fan. Don't get me wrong. I am a Chicago Bears fan. But I'm rolling with the Arizona Cardinals right now. And I have to say that because the Cards, they just keep amazing me. So we're going to talk about Kyler Murray and D-Hop in a minute. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. I hope you had a great weekend, man. I hope your weekend was safe. Apparently, they got a vaccine for this corona. Let's see what happens, man. They're talking about 20 million people, according to Good Morning America. They said 20 million people are going to get the vaccine early. So we'll see what happens with that, man. I hope we have it. Hope we can get up out of this this madhouse, man, we've been having for the last 8 months or so with this virus going down. But continue to wear your mask, man. Be safe. Just come on now. Be safe, man. We're not two. Put the mask on. Man, everybody out here complaining about wearing a mask. It ain't nothing but just a little mask that's at the store or whatever you're doing, man. Just put it on. But, all right, enough of that. Talk about the NFL Week 10. Of course, the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings play tonight. That's a big divisional game for the Chicago Bears, so it should be interesting. I'll give my little tidbits on the Bears a little bit later. But I want to kick off the day, and I want to kick off the recap show, and I want to talk about the Arizona Cardinals and the Buffalo Bills. And I'm going to tell you, that was an amazing game. Amazing football game. Two young quarterbacks. I mean, Kyler Murray and Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, this is the future of the NFL. And I want to venture to say that this is the best collection of quarterbacks I've seen at one time in the NFL. The best collection. And I know, you know, you had the Montanas and, you know, back in the day and the Marinos. But this collection of quarterbacks, because, look, you have a generational crossover here. You have the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees, the Phillip Rivers and those guys. But then you have this young group with Russell Wilson. You know, Russ is outstanding, although he's been struggling as of late. We got Kyler Murray, who has been doing his thing as a second-year player. I won't really put Cam Newton. Cam is on his way out, but Cam is still there in that group. I would put him in that group of guys. Justin Herbert. You know, you have a lot of good young quarterbacks, man, that I'm liking to look at. Lamar Jackson. So this is really a good time, I think, for NFL quarterbacks. It's the best collection at one time that I've seen. But last night's game, I mean, Kyler Murray just finds a way to win. He finds a way to win. And this kid, I mean, he didn't have that great of a game. He had a couple of turnovers. But still, he finds a way in the clutch to get it done. He finds a way in the clutch. We saw it against Seattle and Russell Wilson. We saw it last night. I mean, and that pass to DeAndre Hopkins. Let me just go on and say this. I love the way Hopkins is my favorite receiver in the NFL right now. But he was able to get the ball at the highest point. He got it at the highest point. He outjumped everybody by at least an inch or two. You could see it when he was jumping up in the air. I mean, it was just incredible to me. Because as a defensive back, and I played defensive back in college. I played defensive back in high school. When they're going to do a Hail Mary play, we are taught to knock the ball down. Knock it down. We are taught to knock it down. But guess what? They didn't do it because they didn't have an opportunity to knock it down. DeAndre Hopkins out-jumped those three defensive backs. Amazing. And those are some of the top defensive backs in NFL right now that's playing for Buffalo. And he was able to out-jump all three of those guys and get that football. That was an amazing. And when I say that was an amazing play by Hopkins, you couldn't ask for anything better than that. You couldn't. And the Cards, I mean, they were down, four? I think with 34 seconds left? That's huge. Kyler Murray was able to do that. I mean, I'm just impressed. Cardinals won 32-30. They were down about 7 points, 6 points, something like that. I can't think of it. But Josh Allen had took them down the field. And I thought Buffalo was going to settle for a field goal to tie the game up. They went for the win. Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, that connection, man, it was thorough. I just knew. I said, man, this is a tough one for Kyler. Kyler came out, put his helmet on, walked out there, scored a touchdown. It was beast mode. It's one of the best clutch moments I've seen from a young quarterback. He's a young quarterback doing that. And to launch that ball, you got to think he was scrambling. He was scrambling to his left, and he had to set up and turn around and throw that football. The accuracy of it, I mean, it just looks so accurate because Hopkins made such a great catch. Hey, I got to give it to the Cardinals. Cardinals are now leading that division, NFC West. And I don't consider Kyler Murray or D-Hop gamers. They're game changers. These are guys that can change the game, and they've been doing it. I have to give them much credit. I'm glad Hopkins got involved finally because he really didn't get involved last week, the last time they played. So it was tough. You know, it was tough. But 32-30, Cardinals over the Bills. Rams, Seahawks. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Russell Wilson. I mean, really, I don't know what's happening with Russ right now. I don't know if it's Sierra. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's future. I don't know what's going on. Something is happening with Russell Wilson, and I think he's pressing too much because he has these weapons. Jalen Ramsey, first of all, you know he's one of the best defenders in the game playing defensive back. He held DK Metcalf down. DK Metcalf couldn't do anything. He held him down all the way. So it's a tough run for Russell Wilson right now. He had two interceptions. And this is uncharacteristic of Russell Wilson to turn over the football. He doesn't do that. And now I want to venture to say he's probably had about 8 turnovers in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Not Russell Wilson. I think he's pressing because he has these weapons. I think Russell needs to just relax and play his game. Play your game. You know you can't go to DK Metcalf if you got Jalen Ramsey on him. It's not happening. Jalen Ramsey is the best cornerback in the NFL and going to be one of the best when it's all said and done. But he's one of the best. So you can't try to go at him. It's not going to happen. Russ had 2 turnovers, man. I don't know. His MVP stuff now, of course, he was tops a couple weeks ago. Now his MVP, you know, I kind of dropped Russ out. Too many turnovers. It's the last half of the season. He comes out and he just does, you know, just does ridiculous things. I can't give it to Russ. That's not happening. Seahawks lost to the Rams 23-16. That NFC West, I'm going to venture to say the NFC West is the toughest division in the NFC right now. And whoever comes out of that, it'd be very difficult for me to say that the Cardinals will come out of the West. I can't say that. It's just not what I will say. I can see the Rams, maybe Seattle, and that's just based on experience. Just based on experience. And I don't know, the defense has been picking up a little bit for the Cardinals, but still, I just can't really, I can't put my finger on the Cardinals coming out of the West, although I think it's the toughest. Because I think playoff experience is something different. You have the Green Bay Packers in there. You have the New Orleans Saints in the South. So, and Tampa Bay will have something to say about that as well. That was a great game. If you got a chance to see it, man, I was excited about it. Hey, we'll see what happens with the Cards. They're in first place right now. Packers versus Jaguars. Tough game. Very, very, very tough game. And I was, rooting for the Jags to beat the Packers. Of course, I'm a Bears fan, so you want the Pack to go down. But, and Aaron Rodgers didn't have that great of a game. I mean, he only had 325 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. That's a pretty good game. I don't care who you are. That's a real good game. Aaron Rodgers, and I didn't mention him, but he's that group in that group of quarterbacks, of great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is a beast, without question. But the rookies, the Jag rookie, James Robinson, he ran for 109 yards. He's a nice running back. Nice running back that the Jags have. I think he's being wasted in Jacksonville. Too much talent, man, to be going to waste. Jacksonville is one of the worst franchises in the NFL. They just haven't been able to get it done. I don't know. Jags is just crazy. But it's hard to beat Rodgers in Lambeau Field. It just is. Doesn't happen much. Packers 24, Jags 20. NFC East. Eagles versus Giants. Oh, my God. What a horrible game. I mean, if you were Eagles fan, it's terrible. I can just imagine. And the Eagles are still in first place in that division with a 3-5-1 record. Can you believe that? That the Eagles are the number one team in the NFC East? What a trash bag league right now, the NFC East. It's just crazy. The Eagles is one of three teams that hasn't scored 30 points in a game this season. They're right there with the Jets and the Washington football team. Come on, Eagles. I gotta do better than that. The Giants won, though. You know, Daniel Jones, he had a rushing touchdown. He actually didn't fall. You saw it. He was sprinting out at Daniel Jones like, I'm gonna get me one. Y'all talked about me the last time when I got tackled by the turf. I'm scoring on this one. And score he did. Daniel Jones did his thing, and he scored a touchdown. Giants won 27-17 over the Philadelphia Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. That's Eagles fans, man. That's what they do. No, the coach, Doug Peterson, said that the Eagles are shooting themselves in the foot, which is, I mean, that's what usually happens. Eagles are 0-9 on third down, the most attempt conversion by any team this season. I mean, come on. Come on, Eagles, man. Y'all got to get better than that. I mean, Philadelphia is like Chicago to me. But Philly's won a Super Bowl in most recent history. Chicago hasn't. So, shout out to the Eagles for winning that. But still, man, this division is just bad. I wonder why it's so bad. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. Bucks versus Panthers. Battle of the Temple coaches. Two former Temple coaches, Bruce Arians, who was my college football coach when I was at Temple, and the Panthers, Matt Rhule. I love it. We call it Temple South, baby. Both teams, Temple South. But the Buccaneers were able to put that out, put them out of their misery. 46 to the Panthers, 23. They bounced back off that embarrassing loss by the Saints last week. Tom Brady, you knew he was going to come back. He had three touchdown passes for 341 yards. You knew, and Ronald Jones, my goodness, the big long touchdown, he had the 98-yard touchdown, he finished with 192 yards. If you had him in your fantasy, Ronald Jones probably going to get picked up by everybody. I wish I would have had him because my running backs ain't doing nothing in my fantasy league right now. So I need to get me some more backs, man, somebody that's going to do some stuff. But the Bucs were able to win that game and bounce back. Tom Brady, we knew Tom Brady would bounce back. We knew Bruce Arians would bounce back after that embarrassing loss to the New Orleans Saints. You know, Tom Brady just has to get that offense clicking. Once he gets in that groove, you know, Tom's not going to be able to throw that deep ball like he used to. He just can't do that. Some of the things, Tom Brady is a – I always thought that Tom was a system passer. I just did. I thought he was a system passer. You know, the quick slants, the hitches, the comebacks, and then occasionally he'll throw a bomb down the field. But, man, it's like 42 years old now. Whatever, however old he is, he can't do what he used to do. He just can't do it. Teddy Bridgewater had a decent game, though. He went out with a slight injury, ankles. Man, hey, guys, football players, lay off the legs, man. Lay off the legs. Damn. Control yourself. I don't want to see guys with knee injuries, man. At least hit them in a, you know, hit them in a thigh area or something like that. Or stay on your feet, but stay off the quarterback's legs, man. That's you know, come on, man. Chill out with that. But anyway, Brady and Buccaneers bounce back with a 46-23 win over the Carolina Panthers. Man, I'm telling you, this football season has been, it's been good. It's just weird without the fans. I don't know if it's just me. I always, you know, it's funny how they pump in this noise now. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's just kind of weird. Were we ever listening to fans, actually? Like, all that noise that they make now is just like, okay, like, really? Is this fans for real? When it was fans in the game, it's hard for me to tell now. They even do it when it's, you know, when it's a penalty or something like that, and the team wants to boo. They have had the fans booing and everything. I'm like, okay, they've really, you know, tracked this stuff and put it inside of the, into our psyche. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Anyway, get on with it, man. The Browns beat the Texans. Texans. What owner, and why would the owner sign off on letting DeAndre Hopkins go? What kind of sense did that make? You got Deshaun Jackson as your franchise quarterback. You just took care of him. You got a receiver that's lights out. Lights out receiver. And you trade him. You trade him. And so now you lose to the Browns. And this is like, come on. 10-7? How does that even happen? 10-7? Really, let me just say this. In an NFL game today, score was 10-7, and you have Deshaun Watson, one of the most explosive quarterbacks in the game today. And that's all he had. Nick Chubb, of course, came back. He was out for 6 weeks with a sprained right knee. And man, he piled up 126 yards on 19 carries. Not a bad game. But you do. You run the football. Get it done. It's just what it is, man. I mean, you have to be able to do something when your passing game is not going the way it should go. See. Myles Garrett, of course. You know, he's beast mode. Goes without question. And I this is what I think. Baker Mayfield, you know, Baker, they have Baker as a game manager, which is what I like. Don't allow him to do too much. Don't allow him to get outside of himself, because he's a wildcat. He's a wildcat. So he'll do anything, make mistakes. So that, you got a game 10-7. Just think if he was playing all the way and doing just himself, you know, he probably would have threw a couple of interceptions and lost the game. But I'm glad that they are really controlling him and how he plays in that offense. I like Baker Mayfield when he was at Oklahoma. Good player. But, you know, got to be able to do all facets of football, offense, defense, special teams. And the Cleveland Browns won. Ugly, but it's still a dub, baby. And Nick Chubb came back strong. So shout out to Nick Chubb on coming back after his injury. This is one I'm most impressed with. But before I get to it, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. Of course, this is my NFL show, my NFL recap. Can't wait to start talking NBA, too. That's coming up. Of course, we got the NBA draft that'll be coming up really soon. I think it's this week coming up, if I'm not mistaken. Trade deadline, I think it's today. So people can trade. They can do all kind of stuff in the NBA. So I think this is a big week for basketball. But into the show, subscribe to our show page, man. Wherever you're picking it up, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio. We're on all those different formats. If you want to follow the show, you can follow us on Facebook, The Jeff Thomas Show, and you can get all the latest podcasts and everything that you want to get from our check out all the things that we do in it. Out of the rookie quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa, I think that's how you pronounce it. I have a hard time pronouncing his name. And Justin Herbert. Those two are the best quarterbacks, I think, right now. But Tua, man, hey. Tua, I think it's what, 3-0 now? Dolphins won 29-21 over the Chargers. I mean, Tua improved to 3-0. Yeah, he had two touchdown passes in the win. Justin Herbert had two touchdown passes as well. Justin Herbert's going to be a really good quarterback. This kid has all the size that you look for in a quarterback. Tua is just a winner. He's a winner. And I mean, you can't really argue with winners, man. People are going to be successful. And he has done that so far. I just hope he can stay healthy. Also, Tua, you don't tackle people after you throw an interception or fumble, whatever it is. You leave it alone, man. You can't afford to be injured. I know you're a football player. I know you got to make plays. I understand it. But you have to leave that to somebody else, son. Don't go out there and get yourself hurt, man. And next thing you know, your team got to look for somebody to hold another quarterback. That's crazy. Chill out, man. Somebody tell him. I know the coach had to tell him. Deal. But anyway, 29-21. The Dolphins over the Chargers. Excuse me, people. The Chargers going to get it together at some point. Coach going to get fired after this year. He's done. They're going to get rid of him. Sorry, brother. They going to chop your head off, man. I'm sure you're going to land somewhere. But they're going to chop the brother coach. They're going to chop his head off. Man, I hate to see that. The L.A. Chargers. Anyway, the Raiders, man. Raiders are still playing. No, it's like the Raiders won. They beat the Broncos. That's a divisional rivalry, of course. 37-12. Not shocked there at all. Josh Jacobs ran for 112 yards and two touchdowns in that victory. So, out to the L.A. Raiders. I can't wait again to get to that stadium. Pittsburgh Steelers still undefeated. Without question, they still undefeated. Steelers played a complete game and a win over the Bengals. And you figured they was going to beat the Bengals, man. Ben Roethlisberger had 4 touchdown passes. Woo! And the defense forced 2 turnovers. You know, that defense is playing well. And I think that's what they were waiting on, was that defense to show up over the last few years in Pittsburgh. And now they're showing up. So I'm going to call it right now. And I know Kansas City is out there, and I said the Chiefs are going to win. Taking the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl, man. I said it right here. Yeah, I like Kansas City. But I will say right now, Pittsburgh Steelers 9-0. Ain't lost a game yet. Have a chance, man, to go undefeated. I want to see a team beat the 72 Dolphins records. It's time. I'm tired of that record. I'm tired of them guys getting their little champagne together. Every time somebody goes undefeated and they pop their bottles when the team lose. Nah, I'm ready for undefeated team. Steelers, let's do it. Shout out to my frat, Mike Tomlin. Yo, Nuke. Do your thing, man. Winning seasons constantly. Constantly got winning seasons going on. This guy's one of the best coaches in the NFL and will go down as one of the best NFL history. Mike Tomlin. Shout out to you, Nuke. Yo. Patriots versus Ravens. Man, let me tell you something. That game was crazy. It was a torrential rainstorm. So I'm hearing all the critics talking about Lamar Jackson. I'm going to start with Lamar first. I'm hearing all the critics talk about Lamar Jackson. He can't come from behind, and he can't win games when the team is losing, and if he's not running, he's not effective, he can't pass. First of all, that's BS. Lamar Jackson can pass the football. Lamar Jackson can run. I think he should run more. I don't know what Greg Roman is doing. I know he wants to be a solid quarterback and get back and not get hurt and, you know, pass from the pocket. Forget that, man. He got to get moving. He got to do what made him great. He just has to learn how to slide. Due to Russell Wilson. But I saw the game yesterday. I think he had a 99 QBR. He didn't do bad. He was great on third downs. And it was a torrential rainstorm. So what is everybody getting all bent out of shape for? Oh, Lamar can't do this. Lamar, yes, he can. It's the elements were there, man. You see, the game was sloppy last night. That team scored, but it was a mess. And when Lamar tried to come back on his way, he only had like 30-something seconds, but couldn't count that out, considering what happened in Arizona. But the elements were there. The elements, when it rains, when it snows, those are things that affect football games. Those are things that slow football games down. And it slowed Lamar down a little bit. Although I believe he could have ran a few times and got first downs. Greg Roman, let him be him. Let him be the MVP. Now teams, I saw last night when I watched, teams were spying him. But he's Lamar Jackson. He's Lamar Jackson. And it's very difficult to stop him. So I say all that to say is, look, man, let the man play his position. Let him be the player that he is. Let him scramble. Let him get loose. He can learn how to slide. Practice with him on the sliding. I know you want to keep him healthy, but he just can't take those hits. And he has to know when to get out of bounds and when to slide. And refs have to protect him. Now, on to the game. Cam Newton, he managed the football game last night. I saw him manage the football game. So you can't count out the New England Patriots. I think they're, 4-5 now? That's, you know, hey. Cam was very pedestrian. He scored a touchdown. You know, he led his team downfield, didn't make a lot of mistakes. Yeah, he threw a couple balls in the dirt. I mean, on the turf. But come on, man. Cam played well enough for them to win. 23-17, they beat a tough team in the Ravens. And Bill Belichick. And did y'all see what Cam had on for his interview? He had the fez on. I don't know what Cam be on, man. I mean, he's an eccentric, eclectic type guy. You know, he walks around with all these different hats. You know, the fez, and then he was talking about Buffalo Wild Wings and Staples button that Bill Belichick had to the football guys and all this old kind of stuff. I mean, Cam Newton is just hilarious. To see him fit in New England after coming from Tom Brady, I mean, look at the two, to contrast the styles, just as their personalities after football games. I mean, Tom Brady used to come with his suit on and stuff. He'd come after the games, he'd have his suit and tie. You know, he'd be looking all corporate and modelish. And then you got Cam here looking like Piper or somebody. I don't know. He just looked wild. But, hey, everybody has their own style. So shout out to Cam Newton on the style. I'm sure he'll have a fashion career with Vogue magazine or something like that when he gets finished. But shout out to Cam, man, and what he's doing with his with his style. You know, nothing but respect. I'm just playing with Cam. But let me see. Who else we got here? Washington Lions game. These are like, I don't know, man. It's hard for me to look at these teams. These are two teams that just, I just don't know. The one with a field goal, they Matt Prater hit a field goal to beat the Washington football team. Would y'all get a damn name? Washington football team? Get sick of it. The Washington football team. Who thought of that? Hey, you know, we all these other names, we gonna use the Washington football team. That's going to be the name we use. Anyway, I just can't take it. Alex Smith, man. You know, what a story. What a success story. Quarterback for the Washington football team. He had one of the best games of his career. I mean, if you knew about what happened to him afterwards and all the things that he went through, I mean, it was a tough road. But he finished with 390 yards. But he didn't score a touchdown. So somebody's got to get their ass in the end zone. Damn, get a man something. Yeah, he didn't throw for all these yards. Y'all got to get in the end zone. Somebody got to get in the end zone for him. 390 yards is a lot of yards. The Washington football team fell to 2-5. Detroit moves on to 4-5. Matthew Stafford finished with 3 touchdown passes for 276 yards. Great game. Great game. DeAndre Swift got his first start for the Lions and rushed for 81 yards, had 5 catches, and he had for 68 yards and a touchdown. Not bad. Not bad for a first start. I just, you know, as I look at that, man, Alex Smith, though, shout out to him. You can't get any better than that, man, for a comeback story. But somebody can get their ass in. Somebody got to finish it for the man. Damn. Let's see. Who else we have played before I get to the Chicago Bears? Because I'm going to get to the Bears in 1 second. We had the Colts game, the Thursday night football game. That actually was a good, decent game for a while. But the Colts and Phillip Rivers, I had just talked about Phillip Rivers just a couple weeks ago, saying that he was struggling when they lost the game. But now he threw for 308 yards and a touchdown pass and win to get that playoff race tighter. You know, that the NFC, the AFC South is a tough division as well. It's a tough division. So, you know, looking at that victory that the Colts were able to pull out, you know, they beat the Titans 34-17, and they whooped up on the Titans. And I thought the Titans were going to put up a much better game. They just did not. They did not. They look, I don't know what's going on with the Titans. I don't know if they were, you know, reading too many playoff clippings after last year. You know, last year is last year. You got to play this game this year. You have to do it. You can't rely on what you did last year and think that's going to, and people are going to respect that. People are going to come at you even harder. So they got to step up their game. But hey, this is your man on the Jeff Thomas Show. NFL recap week 10 of the NFL, man. Thank everybody for tuning in to the show, listening in. Well, before I finish up here, because I'm just about done. Saints, Drew Brees, Jameis Winston. Didn't really matter. Saints 27, 49ers 13. Same with the 49ers, man. You went to the Super Bowl last year. It's a different year. I know you've had a lot of injuries this year, and that usually happens. But Drew Brees was lights out. He didn't play in the second half, though, because he was injured. Jameis Winston sighting. I guess. I'm really not sold on Jameis just yet. This was his first, you know, getting some real playing time in the second half. Alvin Kamara, though, the running back. I mean, I'm going to check because I'm going to look and see when he was drafted. And I need to really take a look at that and see if the Chicago Bears, my Chicago Bears, had an opportunity to draft him. And they didn't draft him. I'm going to rip them apart and the manager, Ryan Pace, the general manager, Ryan Pace. Because this kid is phenomenal. If you saw him do some of the stuff he was doing yesterday, I mean, it looked like a video game. Kamara looked like a video game. I mean, he had 15 yards on the ground with 2 touchdowns, but did his most damage in the receiving. He pulled in 7 receptions for 83 yards and a score. I mean, Alvin Kamara, I just don't know. This kid is exceptional, I want to say. He's an exceptional player. And my Bears didn't draft him. I got to see when he was drafted. I got to look at that draft, man. I got to go back. But anyway, the Saints are going to be something to reckon with in the NFC South. They are a tough team. They are a formidable team, and I see them as a Super Bowl contender. I really do see them as a Super Bowl contender. It's very hard not to put them because they have Drew Brees, and hopefully he's healthy. They have Alvin Kamara, and they have a decent defense. So we'll see how that rolls out in the near future. Let's see here. And I think that's it for my NFL recap. Now, I got to talk about the Chicago Bears versus the Minnesota Vikings tonight. My Chicago Bears. Minnesota Vikings are playing well. Ever since when Cook has come back, they have been doing lights out and playing lights out. But I'm going to tell you like this. Bill Lazor now, Matt Nagy has decided to give over the play calling to Bill Lazor. So I'm trying to figure this out. Matt Nagy, it took you like 4 losses to realize that you needed to finally give over the play calling? Like, what are you doing? Dude, you need to get it together. There's no way. This defense should be wasted. And they're going to have a tough task tonight going against Dalvin Cook. Because he's going to break one. He will. Now, you know, I try to ride my Chicago Bear fans. And I initially picked the Bears to go 6-10. I did. I said they got one game in them. I figured that would be against the Jaguars. But you can't even count that. When the Jaguars played against the Panthers, you can't count them out. So now the Chicago Bears are going to play the Minnesota Vikings tonight. This is a tough divisional battle. We need all hands on deck tonight. There is nothing that we can't. We have to establish the run, which we haven't been able to do. I don't know. We're bringing up Lamar Miller. He's been called up from the practice squad. I want to say Montgomery is out because of protocol. You know, we still have Nick Foles at quarterback. I don't know if it's time to switch back to Mitchell Trubisky. I just can't. I don't know. This team has just not done it for me, the Chicago Bears. We're waiting on them to do something. And when will they do something? When will they decide to say, you know what? We want to win some football games. Since we want to win some football games, we're going to get the right coach. We're going to get the right GM. We're going to put the right players in the place. We're going to draft right. Because if you want to win a Super Bowl, it's all in the draft. You can't get these washed up scrub quarterbacks and pulling them off the street. I mean, let's just be real. The best quarterback we've had in the last 10 years is Jay Cutler. That's not saying much. If he's the best we've had in the last 10 years, Jay Cutler's the best Chicago Bears quarterback we've had in the last 10 years. Not saying much at all. It's terrible. So it's time. And it's time for the Bears to start drafting right. I can go down the list and see how many players the draft that the Bears skipped over that are all pro players now. Yes, the defense. It's easy to draft defense. Let's just be for real. I'm going to keep it real with you. People say, oh, you know, JT or Jeff, if you was you would be a GM. Oh, man, please, I know talent. You can see players. You only need about six studs on defense in key spots. You can play defense with guys who can just play their role and play their position, but you need about 6 studs. On offense, you have to be able to draft right. You have to be able to draft these players correctly. Bears have done a horrible job at it. Horrible, terrible. We've traded away. We need offensive linemen. We've traded away everybody. For all these picks. For these quarterbacks. For Nick Foles, we gave up picks. For Mitch Trubisky, we gave up picks. With all those picks combined, we could have had an offensive line and still had a quarterback. Just not making sense, man. It's not making sense. So I don't know who's going to win tonight. But I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings against my Chicago Bears. I just don't see it. I think Minnesota Vikings are tough. They're coming to their own. The defense is playing great right now. Their running game is off the chain. They have a good young receiver, John Jefferson. They have some pieces there now. They have some pieces. So we're going to look to see what happens with Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings later on. Of course, I'm picking Monday Night Football, which they're coming on. So we'll see. I like Minnesota, but this has been – I'm liking the NFL as it's coming up in the next few weeks. And, man, hopefully your team can get in there and win some things. But, hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show, man. Again, subscribe to our show, man. If you want to get with us, follow our program, man. We're going to have a lot of giveaways and things going on in the near future. So look out for the Jeff Thomas Show. Share it. Subscribe. Hey, much love to you. Have a great Monday. I'll see you tomorrow. We here. Y'all know we here 4 days a week. Monday through Thursday. My bad. Dang. But shout out to everybody, man. Y'all be safe. Check out Monday Night Football, Chicago Bears versus Minnesota Vikings. You all have a great day.